Joining us now is Charles Rangel. He's a Democratic congressman from New York, the ranking Democrat on the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee. Congressman Rangel, welcome to Day to Day.
Good to be with you.
You voted in favor of the extension of these tax cuts, even as you criticized the Republicans for running up the deficit. Why is that?
Because many of our members have very close elections, and it's no question that when the leadership, Republican leadership, said that these tax cuts was timely, it meant it was timely because they delayed all of them until the eve of the election. Even though I could have very easily and wanted to vote no, as the senior Democrat, I wanted to make certain that I gave political cover to those Democrats that would find it very difficult to explain why they voted against assistance to those people who have children, assistance to couples that are married, expanding the 10% tax bracket to cover more taxpayers.
There's no question there's all kinds of attractive things in this tax package
to
be in favor of.
Package.
But is this or is it not a time of war, Congressman?
Well, the president doesn't seem, never in the history of the United States or any other country for that matter, have we talked about shared sacrifice at a time of war. But the only ones that are making the sacrifice are the fighting men and women in the lower income classification of our country's population. We've had tremendous tax cuts, which have shoved us into deficits that every economist says is going to last us for generations to follow. You know, to most Americans, I try to share with them, borrowing money is not the problem. Paying the interest on that money, paying interest in terms of hundreds of billions of dollars that should be used for health care and education, is not only a waste, but it also jeopardizes the security of the United States.
Congressman, wasn't one of the lessons of Vietnam that running up huge deficits in times of war can create decades of serious problems?
There's no question about that, but this administration, unlike so many economists, believes that we can grow our way out of this, and it just challenges the facts. Everyone knows it. What surprises me is the silence of business, because ultimately they should know that if we don't have a healthy and strong America, a healthy and productive workforce, it's going to impact on them. But the truth of the matter is, and I have to choose my words very carefully, that chief executive offices of multinational corporations during the time of extended international trade and globalization, they don't have a commitment to America. Their commitment is to the bottom line as it relates to international trade. And that is something that our great country has never gone through before.
Congressman, if I may, I know there's a lot of blame to go around for why we don't more seriously address our deficits. But here you are, a Democratic congressperson and a very powerful one. You say you voted for this to offer cover for Democrats, but where is the Democratic voice saying this is just wrong? We have to pay for things as we buy them.
Let me make it clear. The Republicans in the House are designing pieces of legislation on the eve of this election so that they can get us voting in a responsible way against good legislation that is not paid for. And they will be using this in the campaign and asking, tell me, Mr. Democrat, without an explanation, did you vote against the child tax credit? Did you vote against tax relief for the middle class? And if you start saying, yes, I voted against it, but you are in trouble. So just like the Republicans, we have to make certain that not only do we regain the majority, but we turn around this trend to have responsible economic policies in this country.
Congressman Charles Rangel, Democrat from New York, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.